Well, today, I'd like to talk to you about Steve Nash. Born February 7th, 1974, in, of all places, Johannesburg, South Africa. 6'3", 180 pounds. But let's get back to where he was born and who he was born to. He was born in South Africa to a mother from Wales, a Welsh mother named Jean, and a man from England named John. They moved to Regina, Saskatchewan, when he was 8 months old, and then they settled in Victoria, British Columbia. Now think about that. The unlikeliness of a basketball star coming from those and that background. Okay, so just think about that for a second. And first round draft pick in 1996, 15th pick overall out of Santa Clara, picked by the Phoenix Suns. He played with the Suns, with the Mavericks, with the Suns again, and then with the Lakers. And right now, he is a player development consultant in the NBA for the Golden State Warriors. Now, we got him. Listen to these stats or these career highlights and awards. Two-time NBA Most Valuable Player. Eight-time NBA All-Star. Three-time All-NBA First Team. Two-time All-NBA Second Team. Two-time All-NBA Third Team. Five-time NBA Assist Leader. He's a four-time 50-40-90 Club person. J. Walter Kennedy Citizenship Award. Phoenix Suns Ring of Honor. His number 13 was retired by the Phoenix Suns. He's a two-time FIBA America MVP, the Lou Marsh Trophy, three-time Lionel Knatcher Award, two-time WCC Player of the Year, and his number 11 is retired by the Santa Clara University. As a consultant, he's a two-time NBA champion. He's got 17,387 points, 3,642 rebounds, 10,335 assists. Now that's quite an accomplishment when you think about it. All of that leading to a man who has done very, very, very well. But let's get back to his start. Welsh and English come together in South Africa, and this baby is born, moved to Canada, where you know that the number one team isn't basketball, has a deep love for soccer, and even now has ownership in a team in the Major League Soccer League. Okay, so you think about that, the Vancouver Whitecaps FC. And he's named general manager of the Canadian men's national basketball team. And so he's got a line of success that's pretty amazing. That, to me, as you look at his start, it just doesn't make sense. Well, that makes me think of something that Paul wrote, the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians. He says, in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 20, where is the one who is wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the debater of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world did not know God through wisdom, it pleased God through the folly of what we preach to save those who believe. For Jews demand signs and Greeks seek wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and folly or foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. So we think about that. Let me read a little bit farther here, verse 26. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to the worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. And because of him, you are in Christ Jesus, who became to us wisdom from God, righteousness and sanctification and redemption, so that as it is written, let the one who boasts, boast in the Lord. Paul's point in his letter to that church in Corinth is that this whole thing of the gospel, to somebody that would try to figure it out on their own, because when you think about getting right with God, most of us would say, just be a good person. You work really hard, and by doing that work, after a while, you will gain credibility with God. And on the scales of right and wrong, your right things will outweigh your wrong things, and ultimately, that will earn you a trip to heaven. That will earn you right standing with God. The problem with that is that it's nowhere in the Bible. Nowhere in the Bible. Even when the law was set up, because people would say, well, I try to follow the Ten Commandments. All the Ten Commandments do is shine a light on the fact that you can't, and I can't, fulfill the Ten Commandments. In fact, when we get to Jesus, he even lifts it up higher. He says, you heard it said that you shall not commit adultery. I say to you, if you look at a woman in lust, you have committed adultery already in your heart. So the line is even higher when we get to the New Testament. So the foolishness of God says, what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you the gospel. And the gospel is this: I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. But there was this person that came into time and history. It's the God-man Jesus Christ. So God, through his Son, enters into the world and takes on flesh. That's the incarnation, takes on flesh, and lives a perfect life. And then he's put to death. He's given a capital punishment death. And I'm putting my faith and trust in him, and that's what gets me in. That's what gives me righteousness. That's what changes my life. And that's foolishness. That's crazy to anybody that would say, no, I have to try harder. I need to work. But then if I could do that, if I could earn it, then I could boast. And God won't receive that. He's saying, this is how I'm going to do it. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. No one comes to the Father but by him. And so when you and I are putting together a player, if we were to put together, I know on NBA 2K, those video games, you create players sometimes. If I was to create a player, and I really did do that, I wouldn't have created Steve Nash. I just wouldn't have. I wouldn't have said, yeah, give me a Welsh mom and an English dad, and I'll combine that. And then I'll not even put him in America. I'll put him in Canada. I won't put him in Europe even. I'll put him in Canada. It just wouldn't be how we would do it. It's just crazy. It's foolish. But look what came out of it. And so that looks foolish on the surface, but when you get down deep into it, you see, oh, that makes sense because of what came out of it. It's the heart. And the heart of God is the gospel. And so today I'm asking you, has there ever been a time when you put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? It's foolishness by the world standards, a world that would say, you just be a better person, that'll get you in. But that doesn't lead to heaven. That leads to hell. I want to encourage you, take the step of faith found in the person of Jesus Christ.